Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah.
All right. It's Covino and Rich in spot.
Yep.
Joel Elliott, Danny G. Isaac is the show. Everything at Covino and Rich. CovinoandRich.com. If you like us, we appreciate it.
If you don't, sorry.
We're on every Sunday night here on Fox Sports Radio. It's been a great run. We're happy to be part of it.
That's something you say at the end.
No.
It's been a great run.
Yeah, you're like Aaron Rodgers' Instagram.
What are you being cryptic?
I'm being cryptic.
Do you take Fox off your Instagram profile?
I'm going out on top. Have a good day, everybody. I'm out. But if you dig it, patreon.com/CovinoandRich. It's Fox Sports Radio. Again, I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis.
It's been a good run.
And Rich, intelligence runs in the family. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh.
Covino's intelligent. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
You've been a Mercedes owner.
I have.
Your ex-wife still is.
Man.
Wow.
Vicious.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Vicious. I'm sorry, bro.
Why don't you just pour some salt in it, bro?
Sorry, man.
Wow.
Hey, it's been a fun run.
Hey, I missed the Mercedes more.
Nice.
It's all good.
There it is.
It's all good.
All right.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of cars,
yeah,
I'm glad you brought that up. Because you know what I drive now? It's funny and ironic. You know what I drive now? People are like, yo, Covino, he's big time. I know what you're thinking. He must roll deep.
No, I don't think anyone's thinking that. Maybe. I don't know.
In my mind, yeah, I think that.
Yeah.
But no, you know what I drive? Most popular car here in California, the number one car in California. I wish it was a Mercedes.
Yeah.
But like
Tesla.
You said, no.
Not a Tesla.
I drive a 2018 Honda Civic. I do. Humble man.
But your ex-wife drives a Mercedes.
I mean, we established this.
Okay,
I get it.
So the 2018 Honda Civic is the most popular car in California?
Yeah, when I got into it. Yeah.
When you got behind the wheel.
No. There's a point to this,
yeah,
okay?
There is actually, Covino finds a great way to make a point out of something.
Now,
proceed with the bore film.
I'm just a buffoon behind a microphone, okay? I'm just a dude on his grind, a guy on his hustle.
Yeah.
I got money going here, I got money going there. I'm past that flashy stage in my life. I don't need all that.
By choice, right?
Well, if I could afford it.
Yeah, you would.
If I get that sweet Fox Sports money one day, my prayers and wishes come true. You know, we just passed 222-22. Man, all day I was wishing for some money. I was making
two,
wishes.
2-2-2-2.
Yeah, I was like, I wish for fortune and glory.
2-2-22.
All right, Indiana
anyway,
Jones.
The point is,
fortune and glory, kid.
I drive a very
humble car,
and yeah. I like it. I do. I don't care anymore. Yeah. I just don't care. It's not my priority. Max Scherzer shows up to these collective bargaining agreement meetings, and he rolls up in a Porsche. And social media, period. I don't even like being associated with media. I feel like we're better than that, Rich, honestly, because we're real about it.
Yeah.
They put on this like fake weird facade of, look at this guy.
What a bad look.
What a bad look. He's fighting for minimum wage in the MLB, and he shows up in a Porsche. By the way, this is like the entire day trending. Max Scherzer. I'm like, oh, Max Scherzer's trending. Why?
Oh, maybe they're getting closer to an agreement.
Yeah, I'm hoping because I'm a baseball fan. By the way, if you're new to the show, I'm into baseball and boxing. I may be brown on the outside, but in the inside, I'm an 80-year-old white guy.
Boxing and baseball.
Let's go Yankees! Let's go Yankees! Let's go! I love boxing and baseball.
Yeah.
So I see Scherzer trending, and I know he represents the Players Association, guys like him and Garrett Cole, and I'm like, all right, well, what's the deal? It's not about, oh, we're getting closer. The story is, and this is why I hate social media, and I hate the way it operates and why things trend and what people pounce on and the takeaway. The takeaway was, would you believe he showed up in a Porsche? Like, what a bad look.
And it's like, he should have showed up like Cespedes did a couple of years ago on a horse. Do you remember that?
No, but
hold on. Cespedes
is
on
there
a horse?
An ounce of like realistic in anybody, or is everybody full of doggy do? As my mom would say,
everyone is full of doggy do because Max Scherzer.
What do you expect him to drive? He's not the doofus on Fox Sports Radio in a Honda Civic. He's Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer just signed the contract. He's the richest pitcher in baseball history. The guy makes, didn't we do the math once that if he pitched roughly 100 pitches a game, 30 starts, it's something to the effect of he made like $15,000 a pitch. Like, this guy's making tens of millions of dollars. So what do you want him to drive?
If this lockout continues, if they don't come to an agreement by Monday, they're going to start shortening the regular season.
Yes.
And they say each game he will lose $232,975. Per game.
On the flip side, this is how off everything is, right? This is how different they're viewing this. So the players are saying, yeah, but we'll make up those games in doubleheaders. And MLB is saying, no, you won't. So they can't even agree on that. Ooh. Like, they're not agreeing on anything. So I think the last I heard was they did have some improvement in the negotiations. They raised the minimum wage up like 10 G's or something like that. So they're making improvement, but they're not coming to an agreement.
And then I saw
that's
people,
not even the story. The story is Max Scherzer's car.
Well, and the other thing about Max Scherzer's car, you see him try to get back in it and he missed the handle the first time. That was sort of like lame. He's like, he walks out of the meetings and he's like, all like, rawr. Have you ever seen the video?
Yeah.
He goes up to his door, he grabs the handle, misses it, and then grabs again. It's like, oh.
Whatever he does, people notice. Like, he was holding a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos the other day. Like, oh, man, look at him eating Doritos. Oof. It's like, this is your, like, great investigation? What is that? What does that mean?
The curse of Detroit.
That's true.
Until he does right by us.
It's the curse, Joel.
By the way, it's not like he arrived in a Lambo.
Yeah, but even if he did, he is the highest paid pitcher in baseball. You want him to roll up? The doors went out. Do you want him to roll up at a 10-speed? Like, oh, I'm here on my bicycle. Do you want him to roll up Pee Wee Herman's bike?
If the doors go out, the car inexpensive.
Yeah.
I read some tweets. It was like, driving a Porsche to the meetings today is not headline worthy unless you're also going to randomly include that Steve Cohen paid $155 million for a Picasso painting. And that's sort of my point. Yes. Players like Max Scherzer make gross money. Gross. Gross.
Gross.
But someone's making the money.
But guess what? He also throws a fastball 97 miles per hour. Right?
And year after year, his
arm gets tired.
Yeah. Yeah. I wear a tilted Yankee hat like Fernando Rodney, flat brim, and I sit behind a microphone. So I drive a Honda Civic.
Yeah.
Okay. And I understand that I'm not Max Scherzer. So let's be realistic, everybody.
Even.
He makes a gross amount of money, but he's fighting for the little guy, right? And even they make more money than we do.
But you know what? It's not a lot in the big picture. If you dream of being a professional athlete, it's a lot of money when you talk about it amongst regular folks like you and I. But when you say $500,000-ish, a great salary. But a great salary when you make it to that level, an elite level, I could see them wanting to fight for more.
Yes.
I could see that. So when people are like, well, they need more money. Well, someone's making the money. That's the thing, right? It's like when a movie, when you see a movie
who's
open,
making
right?
The money? The owners.
When you see a movie open for, the new Avengers movie or Spider-Man made $1 billion, someone's making that money. So if the actors aren't making the money, there's someone on the back end just getting rich. So when you see teams, I always find my favorite stat ever is when you look up what Steinbrenner bought the Yankees for, like what, 40 years ago? It's like something that is insanely small, like $10 million, something insane. And you realize the owners are making a great amount of money. In fact, A-Rod talked about the reason he wanted to buy a franchise.
It was $10
million. Yeah, the Yankees were bought for $10 million in the 70s.
In 1973.
That is... is insane.
Worth billions.
So when you think about it that way, these players should be getting paid. And I gotta throw this out there, though. Baseball, a game that moves slow, a game that does not appeal to the 10-second TikTok mind of a young kid. I like to see things in 7 seconds on TikTok. Baseball better not lose any little momentum they have. Like, baseball can't afford 1994 all over again.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Like, you're already seeing younger kids be like, yeah, baseball, no, I don't know.
Now, do we want to see rich people fight about money? No, because we're all just trying to get by. I'm just an island boy. I'm an island boy just trying to make it.
He's an island boy.
So do I want to see, you know, rich people fight about they want more? No, but I have to ask this question. If you're going to criticize Max Scherzer driving a Porsche, what planet are you living on? Do you think he drives a Sentra? And there's a guy in a Sentra right now hating on me. What's wrong with my Sentra?
I don't like my Sentra.
Nothing. Did you picture him in a Toyota Tacoma? No.
A Dodge Neon.
So you like, if you're surprised by this, then you're a dunce. But why in the world would you have the side of an owner?
He still drives a Saturn.
I thought my dad was the last guy that drove a Saturn until like 5 years ago. My dad had a Saturn.
Oh, I got the, you can't even dent it. And I have my club.
My dad, fun fact, I think the last guy that owned a Saturn and my dad, you know, no joke, Joel, my dad lives in Queens and he had his car stolen one too many times as a younger man that he, until maybe 5 years ago or so, used the club. Do you remember the club that you put on your steering wheel?
It's in my Sentra.
Yeah, do you think Max Scherzer has the club?
Yeah.
You know,
so, but hey, put it in perspective.
If you're going to criticize his eating of Cool Ranch Doritos and the car he drives, hey, he dresses like a humble guy. Yeah. He doesn't look flashy. He looks like a regular fella. But my point is, Rich, what is it with the people that want to take the side of these? I always picture like a boss hog type, you know, like a big
with a white hat on, driving the boss hog's vehicle with the horns on the front.
It's a weird reference, but if you Google like the cover of Warrant's Dirty, Rotten, Filthy, Stinking Rich, it's an image of like this fat rich guy. Like, why in the world would you take the side
of a cats, guy, as they call them?
Yeah, of a fat cat that makes billions of dollars instead of the working man.
Not the Max Scherzer, the guy that's the minor leaguer that may get called up for five games, ten
Rich,
games, the middle relief pitcher, the guy that's done his whole.
The working man.
Yeah.
You and I,
yeah.
If we've learned one lesson.
The working man's a sucker.
Working man's a sucker.
You and I, TY, unity.
Covino and Rich, we've been a brand for a long time with Spot, our producer, and everything. If we've learned one thing in the pandemic, you really are just a number. You really are. You're a number, and you have to fight for yourself. Diyasibya.
Diyasibya.
That's what Drago said in Rocky IV.
Diyasibya.
Remember Drago?
Me.
Drago, Diyasibya. Yeah.
Because these big corporations don't give a diddly-do about you or your family at all. You know, Rich and I thought we were the golden child. We're the golden children of this company. You know what they said? Arrivederci, baby. See you in the promised land.
Yeah, budget cut. And we're going to give you a pay cut and do that. Yeah, they things happen.
No one wants to ever think that way. You know, business is business. I get all that. I'm not crying in my tortilla soup. But I do understand that you're just a number. So why in the world do I also see, you know, not only the criticism of Max Scherzer and his car, right? And people being so oblivious about, I can't believe he drives a Porsche. The dude down the street drives a Porsche. What do you think Max Scherzer drives? And again, anyone taking the side of the owners, anyone, even if you think the players are greedy or they make a lot, whatever, you don't think the owners have more money and are greedier? You're out of your mind.
Max Scherzer is an anomaly. He is an outlier. He is the guy that's played for...
He is an anomaly. He has two different color eyes.
That is true.
It throws me off, to be honest.
You know the Mets did a promotional poster where he has one blue eye, one orange eye?
Spot, you didn't know that?
I did know that.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's really distracting. Yeah,
but the fact that it throws you off
We've interviewed everybody, but I got to tell you, if I interviewed Max Scherzer, I'd be like, ooh.
I snore.
I'd be like, I mean.
Stop looking at me, Scherzer.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm happy. I would be so thrown off by that.
That's an awkward question you would ask him. Do you know what?
Scherzer? Oh,
does the ball change colors after Leisure Hands?
Yeah, like what are you?
Yeah, I would be so thrown off.
Do you see in different colors?
And by the way, Rich would be more thrown off.
I'm the worst.
We interviewed. Hate to go off on a side tangent, but speaking of baseball, we interviewed Reggie Jackson one day. Reggie Jackson is a legend,
this
right?
This guy, I wanted to talk to him about how he almost killed the Queen in Naked Gun.
Mr. October.
Mr. October, A's, Yankees.
Reggie Barr, the
Angels. I was all set. Reggie Jackson had nose hair sticking out of both nostrils so much where the whole time, all I kept thinking was like, nose, hair, nose.
Rich was so distracted, I had to recover for him. I'm like, what's going on with this guy?
Mr. October. I'm like, Mr. Nose Hair. I was like,
no, it's Mr. October. Mr. October.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, Max Scherzer, he would distract us, but I would say, hey, Max.
Reggie knows how to hit home runs in October. I mean, nose. Ah, hair, bro.
Nose.
There's a picture.
Nose.
That if we find later, we'll post it on our Instagram story at Covino and Rich. You can see us with the microphone at Reggie, and you see me looking at his nose, like completely, like, oh.
Now, again, you may say, oh, how ironic that Covino and Rich feel this way with their stupid discussions, but I'm so sick of everyone's mild take on social media, you know, which is meant to be a hot take. Like, yeah, look at his Porsche. Look at his Porsche.
What?
Yeah, look at his Porsche. Why are you defending like super rich people? Are you if you're on the side of the owners in any conversation, even though it's eye-rolly sometimes because, again, overpaid athletes, I get that too, you're on the wrong side of the argument.
Pickett, I'm thinking of Reggie Jackson's nose. Pickett. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm losing my thought. Mr. October. Think of it this way. A-Rod was one of the highest paid players of his generation. He was trying to compile money to buy a team. So to own a team, think of how much money you need to own a team. A-Rod was trying to combine his resources with J-Lo. The Mannings are trying to team up with Elway, probably. So you got to think of who you siding with. The billionaire owners? And what do you expect? Max Scherzer to drive a Plymouth Acclaim and walk in you want him to live in a fourth-story walk-up? Like, what do you think these people do with their money?
Come on. Exactly.
All right.
It's a weird, weird sort of take on social media.
All right. Well, hey. We have more Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick next. Your feedback at 877-99 on Fox. Stay there.
Every golf equipment company claims to be longer off the tee, but Callaway's new Rogue ST driver is the only one built to completely bomb it. It's been speed-tuned to be Callaway's fastest, most stable driver ever.
When was the last time you went to a driving range?
I mean,
we should do that this week.
I would love to.
Every Rogue ST is engineered with a new tungsten. I think that's what my engagement ring. I have a wedding ring. I'm not engaged. Tungsten. It has new tungsten speed cartridge, which gives you more speed on off-center hits and provides more forgiveness thanks to high MOI. But that's just the beginning, because Callaway has engineered a Rogue ST for every player.
Most golfers will fit into the Max because of its incredible combination of distance and forgiveness. But there's also Max D, the dedicated draw model for players who need more shot shape correction.
Now, if you need something more low spin, there's the Max LS, which gives you stronger trajectory with a more neutral ball flight. But for true players out there, the Rogue ST Triple Diamond LS is the compact low spin head that the tour players love. Callaway has thought through every aspect of speed, so all you have to do is go Rogue. Find your Rogue ST driver at callawaygolf.com/go-rogue.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, it's Covino and Rich. It's Fox Sports Radio in for the Dan Patrick Show. We're on every Sunday night here on Fox Sports Radio, but it's great to be here today. Throwing it back on a Thursday like we always do about this time. Again, I'm Steve Covino. The number's 877-99 on Fox. That's Rich Davis. Shout out to the FoxSportsRadio.com listeners. Anyone on the iHeartRadio app. And again, SXM 83. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us.
Got to ask you one quick question before we get into other stuff.
I'm still mad.
What are you mad about?
I'm mad about the charade that people play on social media. Again, just to, it's like, I don't know if they're trolling or they're just stupid. I don't get it sometimes.
I'm going to go with the second, I think, sometimes.
Really?
Like, yeah, I know what you're talking.
Scherzer drives a Porsche, or are they just trying to keep content going? It's like this charade of, like, you know, I'm a fight fan, right? Fighting! Like this charade that Tyson Fury can't whoop everybody in the heavyweight division right now. Yet there's all this speculation like, yeah, Usyk would destroy Fury, and Fury's ducking from Usyk. I'm like, are you out of your mind? Usyk is a cruiserweight. He was tough as hell, but Tyson Fury would eat that guy for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Tyson Fury's fighting Dylan White, and he's going to smack him around, too, in April, I believe. But again, it's just like people just want to say stupid things.
You big dozer.
Just to keep the conversation going or to get likes or to get feedback. And it's just, again, the hot take or the stupid opinion just takes away from any credibility at all. It's like, you don't really believe that, do you? You don't really believe that Max Scherzer drove a Nissan Altima, did you? No offense to anyone that does. You didn't really believe that, did you? You're not really going to take the side of billionaires, are you? You're not really kissing the booties of billionaires, are you?
The same way I believe Derek Jeter drove a, what was it, a Ford Fusion?
No, an Edge.
Remember, it was
Edge. Jeter's got the Edge.
Remember, no, there he is. Jeter's got the Edge.
The same way I believe Shaq drives that really tiny car.
Yeah. Shaq doesn't drive a Mini.
And I bet you Shaq does not have general insurance. I bet.
But it's this charade. It's like, you really think, you know, so-and-so's going to beat Tyson Fury? I don't think so. I don't. If he could beat Deontay Wilder the way he beat Deontay Wilder, he could beat anybody.
But sometimes,
and I know styles make fights. It's just people, again, it's hot air and nonsense, and we eat it up, and I'm sick of it. Anyway,
no, you're
proceed with the barfing.
No, you're absolutely right. The idea that anyone would think Max Scherzer showing up to negotiations in a Porsche is a bad look. What, you're right. What is he supposed to drive? He's not you or I or a regular person going to an
open. No, he's supposed to drive there in a Vespa.
No, there's Max. Hey, Max, we're starting. Ready? Let's go.
How's it going, guys? I'm here to represent the players.
This is not a regular person going somewhere.
That was Covino's mouth, not a sound effect.
If you have... Now, this is true. If you and your family have one nice car and one crappy car, Danny G, you know this move, right? Where if your family has one nice car, one crappy car, if you go anywhere that could possibly require a negotiation, you drive the crappy car. The open house, a car dealership. You don't show up and be like, well, here's my fancy other car. I get that, but this is Max Scherzer. Yeah. There's no denying his salary,
honestly,
he makes.
I'm past that. I'm more fired up now on the nonsense that people put out there on social media and in the media that I don't even think they believe. I truly don't think they believe it. They're just trying to get people to engage, and it's like it's just weak.
Well, a lot of times when you say, "Who is like, a?" Well,
did you eat Weekies for breakfast? That's so weak.
You're on the cover of Weekies.
You should be on the box of Weekies. You know Tyson Fury's the best right now. You know this guy's a monster. Don't tell me these little dudes are going to beat up Tyson Fury.
Now
it's Dowth and Pedgeworth. Nobody's going to beat
Fury.
His name is Tyson.
There's only one Tyson Fury. And by the way, we're around the anniversary of the Fury-Wilder fight, which was the last normal moment before the pandemic, right?
It was this week, the anniversary. We were there 2 years ago.
2 years ago. That was not the second one. That was the one where Fury whooped him. Because remember Deontay Wilder wore that heavy outfit down to the ring?
Do you know how dangerous Deontay Wilder is, the Bronze Bomber? We've interviewed him.
Yeah.
The guy's a monster.
Beast.
We've also interviewed Tyson Fury, for the record, right?
Beast.
Good
beasts.
Guys.
We're talking beasts. If Tyson Fury could make Deontay Wilder look like that, like a baby deer, the guy couldn't even stand. If Tyson Fury
was like Bambi on ice.
Could beat the hell out of Deontay Wilder,
yeah, I get it.
Then he could beat anybody under the sun.
Didn't you see that at the Garden? Bambi on ice.
While he's in his prime, you know, as he gets older, things will change.
Yeah.
But you're gonna tell me these other dudes got a shot? Man, I don't think so. And there's so many of these again, weak opinions. And I'm not saying, look, everyone's entitled to their wrong opinion. Anything could happen, but I don't think people even believe what they're saying.
You know what? I have an opinion that I'm going to give you in a second, and it has to do with Kyrie. But I want to throw something out there I heard Cowherd talking about here on Fox Sports Radio.
Okay.
He made a great point. I'll give him a pat on the back, not that he needs that from us. But you've heard of teams tanking. Is Zion the first player to tank? I thought that was a really interesting take where his value will be low. He's not in shape. He's not being a great teammate. Clearly doesn't want to be in New Orleans. Is he personally tanking?
I think he's also personally stanking.
That'd be Harden, wouldn't Harden's done that already.
Harden's done that. I just wonder.
See, he got heavy on purpose, too.
Harden has a resume, though. Let me ask you, Joel. What's the story as far as Zion?
If you ever do that in a relationship, Rich? Just take yourself out of the game. Like, if I gain weight and get real fat, she's probably going to leave me.
That was your excuse?
I'm saying, have you ever sort of, you know, sabotaged yourself just to...
Going to go to In-N-Out again, you know, take myself out of the game. Oh, Taco Bell? Yeah, it's all because I'm, you know, just taking myself out of the game.
You're saying that Zion's taking himself out of the game, forcing some sort of trade, right?
I liked Cowherd's take, and I just ask you, like, who's to say he could bounce back? Are we sure that he's not a bust? I mean, do we still feel like Zion is like trajectory going to be great? Because when we forget.
Remember when he was busting through his own sneakers?
Yeah, Joel.
Because he was so powerful?
Danny J.
Now he's just busting.
When he was busting through his sneaker. When he was busting through a sneaker. No, and busty. And it was the, yo, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, next in line to carry the torch.
Yeah, he had that LeBron hype.
Zion. No player has had that hype since LeBron and like Michael Jordan. Kobe. Could he still recover and get there? Because it looks like Ja Morant's the real winner in that draft. What do you guys think?
I think Zion is for real.
Yeah, you think it's just a matter of like finding the right place for him?
I saw him play against the Timberwolves, and they started letting him play a little point guard where he clear it out.
Yeah.
He'll take it to the rim, and then he's back up on the rim before the ball even comes off the rim. So he's quick off the floor. If he can get that back...
So you like the ideology that he could be personally tanking, find himself a good home, and then get back to where we thought Zion would be.
He's a New York Knickerbocker.
Imagine that. That's where he wanted to go. Do you remember the disappointment of Knicks fans remember the lottery and it's like the Pelicans and you're like, huh.
I like that you say Knickerbocker.
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, it's a great team
respecting
name.
The team. Like the New York Metropolitans.
It makes
sense. Metropolitans.
I don't think there's anyone denying that he's unhappy. In New Orleans.
But like
he doesn't want to be there. So think about yourself at your job or in a relationship. If you're not happy there, you're not going to do anything to sort of keep it going.
He's pulling an office space. Remember an office space where they're like, yeah, what do you do all day? Like, yeah, you know, I sit around, you know. What?
I actually do about only 15 minutes of real work a day.
Yeah, he's pulling that.
Same.
He's unhappy, and he has a team of people. And that seems to be the strategy, the tactical way to sort of...
You and George Bush are the only people that have ever used the word strategy.
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 I love the way Covino, everything is relationship. He's like, oh, you know, when she used to come over, I used to cook popcorn,
you know,
watch a movie.
You know,
now we sit on opposite ends of the
couch on our iPads.
This is the way,
because I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm still trying to have my life make sense.
Well, you know what, Joel? The reality is we always talk about how sports and relationships are very alike in a lot of ways. There's always something analogous between relationships
right.
and sports.
If I'm unhappy in this scenario.
And usually what I pay most attention to, sports and relationships.
If I'm unhappy in this scenario, I'm not going to do anything to prolong it.
You used to leave the garage door open for me to park in the garage.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not doing any of those little things anymore.
Garage door doesn't work anymore.
Exactly. So, that being said, why would Zion, if he's unhappy, continue doing the little things to make the organization happy? You know, you forced their hand, and I think that's what's going on.
You used to massage her. Now you just massage her for 5 seconds, means to an end. Rub the butt cheeks for 5 seconds, hoping something good happens. Just saying. Zion's not putting the effort in anymore because he wants a new home.
But again, his team is saying, here's what you do. Man, you want out of this? Here's how we got to play. Here's
By the
what
way,
happens.
Am I the first person ever on Fox Sports Radio to say, quote, massage the cheeks for 5 seconds?
You might be the first and the last.
Sorry.
It's been a good run, guys.
Hey, it's been a good run. It's been a good run.
Who's the best wide receiver you've ever been on the air with?
So let me ask you this. One more NBA note. Kyrie has only been available for 23% of Brooklyn Nets games this year. You could argue that his absence is a reason why the team isn't where they're at. If New York pulls away the restrictions they have for COVID, did Kyrie win COVID chicken and are the Nets a true contender?
I mean, they've made some moves. It's sort of working to his advantage right now, for sure.
You know me. No one likes to talk about COVID and coronavirus.
Please.
It's like the worst conversation you can have
about vaccines
family.
Next,
vaccines, and then we'll talk about Russia and Ukraine. No,
no, it's true. When I first met you guys, you were both in the hospital.
That's true.
Yeah. It is true.
Camino had the bid.
I don't want to talk about that. Yeah, no, that was miserable. Les Miserables.
So, look at it this way. If the restrictions are lifted and Kyrie's stuck by what he believes in, and everyone's entitled to believe what they want to believe, right? I'm not going to force my views on anybody. If this works out, doesn't it sort of look like Kyrie won COVID chicken and all of a sudden the Nets revamped a little bit? See you later, James Harden.
You're saying he's got some good COVID karma?
I just feel like he sort of played it right, but it worked out.
By the way, he's got those fresh legs.
How far do they have to go for that to be?
I think they got to make it to the finals. I don't know if they win the finals. I think they got to go there. You know what?
That's
we forget,
a great question,
Joel, you know, we forget that a couple years ago, we have very short memories. Not you, all of us do. We all have short memories of what we thought. Rewind a year or so ago, everyone thought it was all about the Lakers, the Clippers, and the Nets. And like, what happened to all three of those teams? Right? I mean, it was like, it's going to be the Lakers or Clippers versus the Nets. And all three of those teams have not delivered on what they thought would happen. It's the truth. We were working for the, it rhymes with the ESPN?
Yeah.
And I remember we were at the Staples Center every night. We'd see Clippers fans, Lakers fans coming in and out. And it was like, yo, which team? Who's the best LA team? Because whoever's not, they'll be second. But whoever's the best LA team will win the finals. Yeah, yo, of course, we can't take away the fact that LeBron and AD won one. But the whole three best teams being Lakers, Clippers, Nets, we forgot that was the storyline that went away very quick. And we were quick to dismiss the Golden State Warriors when a couple injuries happened. And it's like, yo, they came back real quick.
So how drastically would this change the Nets' future?
I think you
Kyrie coming back full time again, new players added, chemistry. That takes a minute too, you know, to build some chemistry, to get going, to get on a tear.
The seed.
Yeah, it might be too little, too late.
There's still plenty of basketball to be played, and you know, you can compare it to the NFL. Remember when the beginning of the season when the Chiefs were struggling? Yeah, the Chiefs didn't get to where we thought they'd get. But in the beginning of the season, everyone's like, well, Mahomes, the magic is gone. Then they
I'm here to let it be known for the first time on Fox Sports Radio, Patrick Mahomes. Hey, you guys are great, man. That Covino guy's killing it today. Rich, you're okay. Danny G, what's up?
Where's your brother at?
I just got to say, you know, to be honest, it was my fiance and my brother. You know, I was taking a lot of heat. It was kind of distracting. And a great player like myself with a shiny image doesn't need that sort of distraction. Got to be honest, it sort of fired me down early on in the season.
Thank you, Patrick. But yeah, no, I mean, we were like, oh, magic's over. Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs team. They ended up winning like 10 in a row at one point. And, you know, we were talking before that I think NFL or someone's playing the game on one of the TVs here. They're playing the replay, I think, on NFL Network. And I'm like, how on earth did Kansas City lose that game? They were up. They were beating Cincinnati by double digits in the third quarter.
That particular day, my brother wasn't cheering hard enough.
Not enough TikTok. Now, Jackson did not do enough TikTok dances.
Rich, you do an amazing Jackson Mahomes impression. Can you do that?
How dare
Rich
you.
Has the dance moves of
right.
Show us, everybody.
Jackson. Do it.
If you want to see.
In case you didn't know, Danny G, he does a great Jackson Mahomes.
I've seen him do the Carlton.
More reason to follow us on TikTok at Covino and Rich.
And the reality is things could turn around real quick. The Niners had a losing record. They turned it around. You know, Danny G, at one point, your Raiders. They weren't going to make the playoffs. Then they went on a tear at the end of the season and had a nice, fun run. It's it's crazy to think that, what do we got? Roughly 20 games left in the NBA. Brooklyn's in it. They're a lower seed, but...
Where Brooklyn at?
They're actually... Where Brooklyn at? the 8th seed. But you know what? There's like only a few games that separate like the 5 seed and the 8 seed. So, hey, stay tuned. We'll see what happens, right? All right, we have more Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick right here on Fox Sports Radio.
It's Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick at Covino
Friends.
And Rich. At Steve Covino, at Rich Davis, at Spot Center. Friends. And real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your Friends. Issues. Like friends, and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally friends. Common sense. Discover your friends.
What's up, buddies? Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports
Locos.
Radio. And by the way, got to give shouts to Mercedes. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
I bet you Garrett Cole has a Mercedes-Benz. Are you shocked?
And if he drove up to the negotiations in it, no one should judge them. That's one of my favorite takeaways of the day. Anyone that says, look at Max Scherzer in his Porsche pulling up to the negotiations. The guy makes $40 million a year. What do you want him to drive? A Civic? Sorry.
That's, exactly. That's what I drive. Again, we're at Covino and Rich. The number's 877-99 on Fox. Before it gets late early, I do want to thank Joel. Thank you, Joel. It's been a pleasure. Danny G, you're my guy. You're the G. Isaac, thank you. And of course, Dan Patrick and the Dan Patrick audience, thank you guys for being friends of ours and hanging out with us. Again, we're on every Sunday night on Fox Sports Radio and every day, patreon.com/Covino and Rich. Just a pleasure to be here and a pleasure to be part of the Fox Sports Radio family.
You about to cry?
I am.
I thought you were getting choked up there.
Getting like Mike Tyson. I get a little emotional. I get a little emotional. Every time I used to fight somebody, I would cry before the fight. You would cry before the fight, Mike Tyson? Yeah, because I would hate the man that I would become. So anyway, about me, I love a great fight, yeah. Right? I love a great fight. I love a nice hiney.
Cool.
I'm talking beverages. I can't wait to crack into something tonight. In fact, my weekend's starting early. I like trash TV, Rich. I do. I love Love is Blind and Pam and Tommy. And I'll tell you what, that Kanye West documentary, not trash TV. But you know what else?
I'm going to watch that per your suggestion.
For the people who don't know, I love doing radio. I love what I do. I love working hard. I feel like people stop doing that, and it drives me berserk. But I also love the Yankees. So judge me all you want. I love the Yankees. I told you, brown on the outside, but an old white guy on the inside. I love boxing
baseball,
and baseball.
Baseball, boxing, that's you.
I mean, I love football and basketball. I love all sports. We played them all. We love them all. But my favorites are baseball and boxing. And it made this little vato's heart smile when I heard that one of my heroes growing up was getting his due. And I know you don't care, but that's why I bring it up on Fox Sports Radio.
Webster?
No.
Pee-wee Herman. Your heroes growing up as a kid.
One of my heroes.
Beavis and Butthead.
By the way, Webster was not one of my heroes. I was more of a Gary Coleman guy.
Oh.
So, I got to say, I was so stoked to hear that the Yankees were finally honoring the great Paul O'Neill, the Warrior, number 21, by retiring his number. Here's why I say this. Here's why I use this platform to bring it up. Because there's so many guys in sports, right, that were just overshadowed because, I don't know, they didn't have that flair about them. Like, Paul O'Neill looks like your dad with a Ronald McDonald haircut. You know what I mean? Like, Paul O'Neill's just like the every guy. And
he didn't even have the best perm in New York. That goes to Gary Carter.
Right. Like, Paul O'Neill didn't have any swag.
And he was a hothead. I feel like if you don't like the Yankees.
That's the thing, too.
Or if you don't like Paul O'Neill, you just picture him running down to first base on a weak ground out and him slamming his helmet down like a sore loser.
He was always viewed as the guy punching the water cooler, swinging at the Gatorade. What do you even call that? Gatorade cooler. He was viewed as a modern-day Pinella, right? A crybaby.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of guy and the kind of attitude that a New York Yankees of today sort of needs. That winning attitude is what changed the culture. And we saw the Jeters and the Williamses and everybody else get the credit, the core four and all those guys, and they were part of the magic, of course. I loved all those guys. Bam, Tino. But I'm telling you, to watch a guy like Paul O'Neill and his consistency and his dedication to winning day in, day out, says a lot to me. Like, you know what? He got his due, and it's nice to see. And it's not the Hall of Fame, but you know what? Getting his number retired in Monument Park at Yankee Stadium, to him, he said that's his Hall of Fame.
Well,
so props to my guy.
I don't want
Paul O'Neill.
I don't want to burst your bubble, and we only have a few minutes left. But I think
the Yankees
are a little quick to retire numbers. You're gonna have to start wearing triple digit numbers for the Yankees. No, it's like, oh, Paul O'Neill retired his number.
They make legends. Number 21, no one will wear it in Yankees history again. He had a career batting average of .288, 281 home runs.
Earn your pinstripes, bro.
Yo, five-time All-Star, five-time champion. Let's remember, he was a champion in Cincinnati. He brought that attitude to New York. It would have been the same without him.
The only cool thing Paul O'Neill ever did
was cameo on Seinfeld?
Not a cameo on Seinfeld.
Oh,
he refused to hit home runs for the sick kid, right?
Kick the ball.
When he kicked the ball.
Can't just do that.
There's a play that, if you have never seen this, look it up later when you're fiddling around on your phone.
It's famous. One of the top five plays of all time.
Paul O'Neill's in right field playing for the Reds. This got to be like late 80s, early 90s. Probably 90s, yeah. He wasn't playing in the 80s, was he? Paul O'Neill's in right field. He kicks the ball. He fumbles the ball. He doesn't have a clean field of the ball. As he's bobbling it, he says, F it. And he kicks it with his foot, but to the infielder. Like, he place kicked a baseball.
Aside from kicking the ball into the infield, you know, with accuracy, which was amazing, he played the game right. He played to win. And when he hit home runs, he hit them when they mattered and when they counted. Not like these Gary Sanchez's of the world.
Meaningless home runs?
Hit meaningless home runs when no one cares. So props to the guy who deserved it.
Well, what did we learn today? Let's go over a couple of the things we learned. We learned that if you have an Android phone, you might be left out of the group chat like Jared Allen on the Cavs. We learned that Tom Brady, we may have been robbed.
No, they call him Box Office Brady now.
Box Office Brady. We may have been robbed of fun Tom Brady because of Belichick. Because right now, he's making movies. He's making funny social media posts. What else did we learn? Kyrie, he may have won COVID chicken. What else do we learn?
Your dad wore purple chonies.
He did. My dad wore purple underwear in the 80s during Father-Son Night. And speaking of Father-Son Night, I think we could all agree that Bronny and LeBron will play together somewhere, barring some crazy injury or something. They will play together, and whatever team gets them, sellouts every night.
Bronny needs to step his game up, or else it makes matters worse. It makes an amazing story a bad story, because it will be bad press. We also learned that people got to stop on social media. Stop pretending you're surprised that Max Scherzer drives a Porsche.
Well, want to thank you guys. Want to thank Dan Patrick. Want to thank Mercedes and Discover. And you guys, appreciate having you hang with us this morning. We'll see you next time. Until then, at Covino and Rich. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good day, everybody.
Goodbye.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.